Support for Faith Matters comes from the law offices of Mullen, Hoard, and Brown, LLP, offering a full range of legal services to regional and national clients. Mullen, Hoard, and Brown are members of ALFA International. More information is available at 765-7491 or mullenhoard.com.
Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of the Joint Ranch. Covenant provides a place where hip and knee patients come together for pre-surgery educational classes and then reconvene post-surgery for group therapy and rehabilitation. Now here's the host of Faith Matters, Tom McGovern.
I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters, and it's my delight this Sunday afternoon to have as our guest Derek Fetzer. Derek is from Caring Crowd, a very wonderful, innovative program that weds the technology to the heart of the human endeavor, if I may borrow a phrase from him. Derek, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I was born in Peru. I was brought to the States by my parents, raised in Bethesda, Maryland. When I was 15, I returned back to Peru, finished high school, did college, worked for several years, was there until I was 27 before coming back to the States with my wife. Since 2005, I've been working in Johnson & Johnson, a lot within the areas of tuberculosis, HIV, hepatitis C, and other infectious diseases. In the last 3 years, joined the global public health team.
You're a citizen of the world, obviously, so you've seen many wonderful civilizations reflected in that wonderful storied country you come from in its native and subsequent histories. And now here you are in Lubbock, Texas.
And it's a beautiful place to be.
Before we came on air, we were talking about a common shared interest in tuberculosis. And I shared with you that my dad died young from that illness. I had that illness myself, made a full recovery, of course, after surgeries, was playing soccer and rugby 1 year later. That's not last week, no. That was 50, 60 years ago when I was young. You also had a like family experience.
Absolutely. My grandfather, he had contracted tuberculosis in Peru. He was in a sanitarium up in the Peruvian mountains in the Andes. And my father's first memories were of that sanitarium alongside his mother. And he was there until he was 7, 8 years old before my grandfather was finally cured of tuberculosis after many years and returned back down to Lima.
There's a presumption that tuberculosis is an illness that has been eradicated. It's not.
As I joined Johnson & Johnson, I learned that we had a medication in development at that time, which has actually reached the marketplace called Sorturo. It's been the first tuberculosis medication developed in nearly 40 years. So kudos to the company for doing that because it's much needed. When I started working on tuberculosis in 2005, I thought that it had been cured already. I found out that a third of the world is infected with latent tuberculosis. And of those that are infected with latent tuberculosis, 10% of those will go on to develop active tuberculosis, which is contagious. It is still a huge scourge in a better part of the world.
What is Caring Crowd?
Caring Crowd is a crowdfunding platform built to support public health projects in communities anywhere in the world. We've seen projects in Africa, in Asia, in South America, and here in the United States as well. And these are community health projects. We've seen things like helping U.S. veterans with PTSD. So some of those projects have come out on our platform. We're helping health education to young women and children in Africa. We've seen water purification projects in Colombia and also in Africa and in Haiti. One of the largest projects that recently got funded for $50,000 was a project to help Haitian children with basic diaper supplies to help prevent the diarrheal diseases that would entail. Really, the platform is to help out nonprofits with their fundraising efforts for the projects that they prioritize.
Tell us about what happened in Austin. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. South by Southwest is a huge convention with a lot of the forerunners in music, video, and technology. And so we were there for an award. Of the 65 finalists, the public, that is the attendees of South by Southwest, voted Caring Crowd to receive the People's Choice Award. We were shocked. Just so encouraging for us and so validating to see that this audience really embraced the whole notion of using the technology to be deployed for social good. I think that was just really a great validation for us, and it gave our team a lot of energy to keep moving forward with this.
In a group like yours, you recognized for the technology, number one, kudos for that, because you just didn't get it for your heart alone. Right. It's heart and technology coming together. In terms of technology in a broader sense, where do you see the challenge of technology in our world, along the humanizing edges of it, if you will?
I really love that question, because this is a common theme. How do we ensure that technology serves us versus us being enslaved to it?
we carry these right. computers around in our pockets.
Exactly. I think there is the desire out there to make sure that we are using technology as we're supposed to, at the service and benefit of humanity, but not to be basically creating an addiction or something that basically confines us and restricts us.
If I were to put you on the spot and ask you, with your passion for technology and the vision as a young man, where would you place humankind as preserving what we have or pushing the advances so we can advance the progress of humankind?
My wife actually asked me at one point, as an engineer, you know, very much a technology-focused person, mm-hmm. analytical, et cetera.
Sure, yeah.
She says, are you a man of science or a man of faith? And she just put it to me that bluntly. And I really had to think about that, to ask myself honestly, what is that? I thought about it, but at the end of the day, I think faith prevails. You really have to go down that route. I don't think there's any other option.
You don't have to be either or, you can be both, perhaps.
I think the point you're bringing up is the technology has to be at service of something better.
Transcend the humankind.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm just defining faith as something very loose here.
Well, of course,
right?
Absolutely. And faith matters. This is our program,
matters.
So faith does matter.
Faith matters. The whole evolution really. Of Caring Crowd, I think you see it because it taps into people's faith. It taps into a very grassroots effort of people coming together within the company Johnson & Johnson and outside of Johnson & Johnson. People are coming together and saying, I want to do good. I want the good things to happen. I need tools to make that happen.
At that point, Derek, we'll take a brief break and then we'll be back to continue this fascinating conversation.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters this Sunday afternoon. And I'm delighted to have as our fascinating guest, Derek Fetzer, who is here sponsored by the Ethics Center at Texas Tech University. And in the past weeks, he has been doing some talks on the Caring Crowd. Before we go any further, Derek, tell us a little about yourself.
So I was working at another company in a strategic capacity, a building manufacturing company, and it was a good company. I wanted something a little bit more, something that speaks to me in a more personal way. I had been reading about Johnson & Johnson's credo. I had read a book called Built to Last, where Johnson & Johnson is featured. And I thought at the time, wouldn't it be wonderful to work for a company with solid core values? It was a very serendipitous journey that I ended up at Johnson & Johnson. It just kind of magically happened in a way I all of a sudden found myself, after thinking those thoughts within a couple of years, actually working at Johnson & Johnson. A lot of the work that I did was on the commercial development, so that is understanding the patients, the different needs, what are the additional benefits that the medications were working on, how might those help out patients, and which patients would those help out?
You mentioned there was an experience in Peru that was a very determining factor in your whole life experience, your life philosophy.
I was actually working on a tuberculosis-related project in Peru just 3 years ago. I was in a shanty town, and there were some tuberculosis patients there. And there was this one healthcare volunteer. She must have been about 20 years older than I. She was about half my size, a fourth my weight. I'm a big guy.
This is going to see you. Yeah.
What happened is that in tuberculosis treatment, the medication has to be delivered daily, and a healthcare volunteer has to witness the patient taking the medication every day. So she had been doing this for 20 years. I asked her, why do you do this? And she said, well, 20 years ago, I was sick with tuberculosis. I was poor. I was all alone. I wouldn't wish that on anybody in the world. And the conversation that came out of after that was, she's looking at me saying, how can you help us? As much as I'd love to write a check and help out her organization, you just can't do that for a variety of reasons. But I was left with the question, how can we help her as a Johnson & Johnson? And that's where we said, well, with Caring Crowd, we can provide a platform that allows the nonprofits to fundraise on their own, but we can give them the platform and they can use the platform for free. And I'd also like just to mention, it was that experience and then working with the other co-founder, John Brennick, that we were putting our heads together. And basically, we're thinking over months, right? What can we do to help out organizations like the one that she belongs to? And she was completely volunteer. She had no salary for this.
Dan, how was Caring Crowd born out of this? You're doing the work in one setting, trying to make it as effective as possible. Now you come face to face with the face of the volunteers who deliver the healthcare. What was the next step with your co-founder?
Once John and I had come down to the core idea, we spent many months really investigating and fleshing it out. The core idea is that people can use this platform only for social good or for health specifically, and that they're nonprofits, so that the public knows that it's just not anybody, but there is a qualified organization there. It's not just anybody popping out of the woodwork to work on a project. There's somebody accountable. There's a recognized organization out there. It can be small, that's fine, but it's still accountable, as small as it may be. I think as Americans, sometimes we forget how far a little can go in other places in the world. For example, on one of our projects on Caring Crowd delivered water purification systems for children in Colombia, and that $12,000 basically affects 12,000 children in an area of Colombia that had an incredibly high infant mortality rate. The nonprofit was called Primero Lo Primero. They fundraised on Caring Crowd and got those funds, and now they're executing on that project. It empowers, it enables a lot of these very effective grassroots nonprofits that can't cope with a digital technology platform that only somebody like J&J could provide. I really take pride in Johnson & Johnson, how they embraced this. As we went and we approached senior management, they just said, oh, this is a labor that's consistent with our credo. Let's do it. We actually were able to execute on the project in record time. And I also think about even, you know, the Johnson & Johnson employees. A lot of them work with nonprofits and they're looking for ways, how can they help them out? And this platform gives them that ability. But not only Johnson & Johnson employees, it could be employees from any company that want to do social good. They work with their nonprofit, get a project up on the platform and fundraise.
My heart goes back and my soul goes back to that woman you met working in the poorest part of the city. Yeah. She so profoundly touched your heart that in turn began to empower in a very special dimension your technology and the two of them coming together. How wonderful.
I'll just add, like her, there are thousands of healthcare workers all over the world that are really the heroes of this story. Caring Crowd is not the hero. It's these healthcare volunteers that are the heroes. We're helping them out.
Derek, we'll take a short break and we'll continue this fascinating conversation. Thank you.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho. The views, opinions, and comments that are expressed on this program are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions of KTTZ-FM, Texas Tech Public Media, Texas Tech University, Texas Tech University System, or our faculty and staff, our affiliates, our partners, and our sponsors.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. It's our delight this Sunday afternoon to have as our special guest, Derek Fetzer from Johnson & Johnson. When we were off air in our conversation with Chuck Luck, our producer, I was mentioning that I had a very jaundiced view of corporate ethics, institutional ethics, if you will, that there's no derriere to kick and there's no soul to save. Now, I think where Johnson & Johnson is concerned, there is responsibility and there is a soul at work. And would you share with our listeners just like what inspires you, the part of the credo of Johnson & Johnson that finds particular expression, beautiful expression, in the Caring Crowd initiatives?
As I mentioned before, I came to work for Johnson & Johnson because I was inspired by the credo and was looking for work that resonated with that. In the credo, it says, we are responsible to the communities in which we live and work, and to the world community as well. We must encourage civic improvements and better health and education. Clearly, many of the employees and our senior management look at Caring Crowd as exemplifying this.
In addition, you're looking to whom does the product benefit, in what settings? How can you enhance the quality of life in the local communities, in the larger global communities? As you look at the particular initiatives that Caring Crowd has sponsored, let's look at Africa for a minute. Can you think of other NGOs that you have helped recently?
About 20 or 30, at least 20, 30, 40 nonprofits on the platform. Some of them are really inspiring, something that you would never really think of. For example, there was one project to teach school children the importance of hand washing. Part of the project was to set up sinks. Once they understood the importance of hand washing in stopping diarrheal diseases, and the sinks were available in these several schools with hundreds of children, the communities began to understand the importance of hand washing, and they started to make their own soap. And as they started to make their own soap, they started to sell it. And a little microeconomy became of that. Incredible. We've had several from Colombia and Mexico and Haiti. The one in Colombia was to help purify the water that the children in this community were drinking, which was contaminated by mining runoff. And that was leading to high mortality rate with the infants. There have been several projects in Mexico. There's been work with helping out veterans with depression. There has been a project for HIV families, HIV positive families in the U.S. Those are some of the projects that have been on the platform.
I'm sure there are some listeners who either are involved with NGOs or through their churches, through the communities of faith. If they were to contact Caring Crowd, how would they do it?
So the easiest way is to go to www.caringcrowd.org. You can either reach out to us directly on the Contact Us, or if you had a project that you just wanted to start working on, go up to the top of the page, create a project. So once you begin the process, it sets up a dialogue.
Like you mentioned at the very beginning, at the top of the show, that your help, your support basically is of NGOs.
It can be any nonprofit working on a health project or community health project. It's focused. We have an independent advisory panel that reviews the projects to make sure that it is in accordance with generally accepted medical practice and public health.
As you look at our world in terms of health, what are the main challenges that you see? Would prevention be more important to you, or would you like to focus on the treatment of existing diseases?
Well, you need both. On one hand, at least in infectious disease, if you're not treating, then they're going to continue to infect others. That's very important. We really need to start looking at things holistically, very holistically, in the sense of our nutrition and food. I also think that we really need to invent new and better constructs in addressing health. It can't be all just a market-based system. Something else has to come forward to help start addressing serious health issues.
And through the engineer in you, how can your technology help us with this?
I think Caring Crowd is another element within a larger ecosystem. It has its role, but it's not the final solution or anything of the sort. It's really just another element in an ecosystem. And I think we need to start thinking about other new elements in the system.
Are you hopeful?
I am hopeful. South by Southwest gave me a lot of hope, where I saw the younger crowd really gravitate towards this whole notion of deploying technology for social good. And I think there's a great appetite out there. People want to see it. They're not interested in technology that gets them a pizza 20 minutes faster to their house. I don't think that's where you're going to see the energy. I see a lot of energy amongst a lot of the college students that I'm speaking to. They don't want to wait around for 20 years at a nonprofit. They want to be on the ground doing things today, helping people out right now. And I think that's why we've seen crowdfunding as a whole take off over the several years. They want things to happen now.
See, that's the blessings of the technology you bring to us, though, because you can make things happen in a meaningful, humane, caring sort of way. The technology, fine. The product, fine. The soul, fine. You talked about holistic. When they come together, I think they come together beautifully. A final thought for our listeners.
I would say, particularly to the young, to the college students, you have a lot more power than you realize. You can make a difference today. You're not going to make the difference at maybe the country level, but you can make a big difference to a small amount of people today, and that matters a lot.
And a final shout out to that wonderful woman in Peru who gave us you, but that epiphany you had with her. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of a full range of orthopedic services, including Joint Ranch. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.